The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast contains graphic descriptions that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Now, with that being said, welcome to the Mortal Musings podcast.
Right, let's do this.
So, Neil, our last oddity, that guy from The Exorcist.
That
was his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. We brought up the fact that the police suspected him of more murders. Not the Moore's murders now, just a few more murders.
Yeah, gay people.
Yeah, gay men. So for this, I thought we'd just jump on and do a little mini episode, just to give a little bit more information about the series of murders that was known as the Bag Murders. Okay?
The Bad Murders?
Bag.
Oh, I'm going to say all murders are bad.
You're right, yeah.
You heard it here first.
Now, like, I know you're probably into true crime, but I think this needs to be told to you. Don't do it. Bad. So, this took place back in the 70s in New York. And it was a series of murders that, as I said, became known as the Bag Murders. So, between the years of 1975 and 1977... bin bags containing different body parts were found floating in the Hudson River. No good.
Hmm.
Some of the remains were actually found still with clothes on them. So it seems as though whoever did this was very hastily get it done, get rid. He wasn't even trying to dispose of the clothes.
Why
what?
Why is the clothing important?
It's very important.
Okay.
How is it not? If someone's going through the trouble of cutting up a body, you think that, like, oh, I should leave the clothes. Do you not think you'd remove them first and get rid of them? If you're that deep into getting rid of the evidence.
I suppose.
Okay. So, like I said, the clothes were a very big deal because after further examination of the garments, the police were able to determine that all of the clothes had been purchased from a leather store in Greenwich Village. So, fuck you. It was a big deal. Now, Greenwich Village had a large LGBTQ community, and therefore there was a lot of gay bars, including leather bars. And because of this, the police assumed all the victims were gay men. So, it was determined that in total, they found the remains of 6 men. So, to link this back to the guy from The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Like we talked about in our last oddity, his name was Paul Bateson, and he was charged with second-degree murder and received 20 to life for the murder of the journalist Addison Verrill. And Addison had been beaten and stabbed to death, and there was also signs of a struggle. But like I said, the police also suspected him of the Bag Murders, and he was reported to have bragged about his crimes while in prison, although... you know, he's said to have bragged about the murders in prison. He's never officially confessed to the murders. And yeah. His official stance is, I did not commit them.
Right.
During his trial, a witness named Richard Ryan claimed that Paul had told him that he had committed 3 additional murders, all taking place in 1973. And the murders were that of 29-year-old Ronald Cabot, 40-year-old Donald McNevin, and 53-year-old John Beardsley. And all of these men had been stabbed to death in their own apartments, similar to Addison Farrell.
Okay.
But due to lack of evidence, Paul Bateson was never charged with any additional murders, the victims were never identified, and the bag murders remains unsolved. And so he was only committed of...
Well,
what's wrong?
But some were caught up.
There was, in total, they found the remains of 6 men over the space of a couple of years that had been cut up, put into bags, and they were thrown into the Hudson River.
Yeah. But he didn't do that with the 3 men and the journalist.
No. No, like, I mean, he wasn't convicted of any of these, but it's one of those things that people will often refer to him as a serial killer, and it's quite widely believed, I think,
yeah,
that he did it. Now, he was paroled in 2003, and there's not really any information on him after that. No one really knows what happens to him. Apparently, there was a record for a death of someone by the name of Paul Bateson in... Where was it? I can't remember whereabouts the location was. But yeah, there was a wreck for death, but it's never actually been confirmed. They don't know where he is, what happened to him. And yeah, that's just a little bit more information on the bag murders. I thought, covering him, I thought we should at least bring up this again, because, you know, that's 6 victims.
Yeah.
Who've never been identified, don't know what the crack is, and especially at a time like this when... When it's gay men, it kind of gets, you know, fucked off to the side, and it's kind of like, oh, well, it was a romantic situation gone wrong, and they get through.
Yeah, no,
look,
I think
at Gacy
it was,
and all that.
I think it was back then, not now.
Well, there's still a hell of a lot of, obviously, homophobia and shit in the world, but yeah, back then it was horrifically bad. Like, what could you do, you know? So I just wanted to make sure we gave a little bit further information on it. Not that there's even much to give.
Yeah.
But whatever we can, we'll throw it out there.
Thought
so
it would waste your time for 8 minutes.
There you go. That's the sus. Before we go, we have a message going out to John in Massachusetts from his lovely wife, Melissa.
John, stop acting the bollocks.
You're acting the bollocks, John.
Just pack it in.
Fucking arse you. Thank you so much for listening. Find us on Patreon, TikTok, Facebook and Instagram. If you have a case suggestion, or maybe even your own story, email us at mortalmusingspodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.